Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still.
Hold on. Sorry guys, just give me 1 second. Made a mistake somewhere. There we go. America. This is the Hoot and Holler game. I'm Lonnie. Hello? Anybody out there in the world today? Oh, we got Bill. There's Bill.
Can you hear us?
Yes, sir, I can.
Oh, goodness gracious. What a night. Trying to call in to my phone now will not let me. I can use my speakerphone except when I go on Blog Talk Radio, which then it will no longer allow me to use my speaker.
You can talk a little louder.
As I sit here now, again, VTR is jumping me all over the place, doesn't want to. Can you still hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm on speaker, though.
All right. It's been one heck of a week for me. started out with my wife sick there at the end of last week and thought, well, she got a little better, got her home, and hell, then the stuff hit me. Not even the same thing. Get in there and you start getting back and looking at what all we're doing again. A few weeks back, we said, oh, well, we know they're going to have to bail out the insurance companies.
And that crop.
And here it comes. So we're not only being forced to pay and buy our own health care, now we're being forced to bail out the insurance company. And James had something tonight he wanted to go off on about first, because when I take off, they're probably going to come after my ass. Talk about this immigration and all these Mexicans up here. I work at a factory that has several that are illegal, and we know that for a fact. And we also know that this company's been fined 4 different times for hiring illegals. And I'm just wondering how they even allowed to even hire anybody with a Spanish name after, crops of that, you know. It's just first taking my jobs.
Well, it's really not about just the Spanish, though. Illegal, they're coming from all over the world here, illegal.
Oh, yes.
And, I'm just having all kinds of frustrations here with BTR on the internet and stuff. One of them is just screwing with me. But I'm going to keep on talking anyway because I'm people out there, I think you can hear me.
Yep.
You know, I'm about fed up with all the crap. I'll start with one thing. As a child growing up, my food had a certain taste to it and everything. And now anymore, my food tastes like crap. I go buy a soup, it tastes like crap. Somebody screwed with it. You go to the meat market and you get a hot dog and you look at it. And instead of being, you know, used to be your hot dogs were pretty much all beef. And what they didn't have in the lower parts, they made up with the main meat mixed into it. Well, now they, to cut corners, they started mixing in the scrap from turkey and the scrap from pork all into it, and now your hot dog tastes like crap. It's like they're trying to make our food taste like crap so we'll quit eating so much. Maybe if you ask whites quit putting growth hormones in the food products, people wouldn't become obese so that you could turn around then and tax them for a problem you created. Maybe if you got your heads out of your butts, you wouldn't be out here constantly trying to talk it to the trash everything that's made this country what it is and made it a prosperous nation. You want to tear it down. Obama wants to come out and scream about income inequality. At the same time, he spends over $4 million in taxpayers' money on a vacation while promoting, we're going to bring in another 30 million low, cheap labor people so my buddies can pad their pockets. Talking about Decatur mode. And, you know, I've been through this immigration issue in this area before. And I'm going to post some things tomorrow that's going to show you the headlines of the papers in my local area when a friend of mine, Mr. Don Gambrell, devised an idea, a flyer, and we put it out to one factory, and they spread it to many others in our area, 4 or 5 county area, and what you had was thousands, not hundreds, thousands fleeing the factories because they thought La Migra was coming. Thousands. That's thousands of Americans without jobs. That's people catering to illegals over Americans, discriminating against you because you're a legal American. That's land, people who are invested in housing and stuff in the areas, and a lot of them somehow seem to be either ex-politicians or current politicians are invested in these businesses that cater to these illegals or house these illegals. We have a local construction company that built these from the ground up on the backs of illegals, and yet now part of the damn government. Well, it's like my company,
is lining their pockets to keep doing what they're doing. Four times fine. As long as you got money, it's okay.
Well,
but I guarantee if they didn't have no money to pay the fine, they'd shut the damn plant down.
Yep. Well, they save the money because they pay that much less in wages. Because I had an experience when I was in North Carolina, and my boss's wife would go out into the plant, and he had, I'll not lie, he probably had 80% of his workforce was probably illegal. And his wife would go out into the plant, and she would put her fingers like she was had something in between her thumb and her index finger and just squish it down as tight as she could at him. And then she would tell him that was her crushing them like bugs. And every so often, one of them would be a day short on their paycheck. Well, you'll get it next week. Well, they never got it, and they couldn't go complain to anybody because they were illegal. Now, I don't go along with that. And I tried standing up. And that's why I'm back here in Indiana, and Wonder Woman's down there back in North Carolina where they can do whatever they want to these people and pat their pockets at Precision Fabrication.
My company caters to them.
Well, so did this one. And so do many. People who are in housing cater to them. Go up and see more and look around over in the Oak Street area and stuff. Look who owns all those buildings and stuff. Look who's invested in those buildings. You're going to see the real criminals. And I'm not calling the people who come here looking for a better life the criminals. I am calling those who seek to take advantage of them by paying them lower wages, bringing them here and undercutting Americans, trying to get by with skating on paying a real wage, and undercutting people on and dodging taxes on housing by getting a little rent to a family of four, and then we're going to turn around and any extras that live in your house pay us anywhere from 50 to 100 bucks a week in cash, which is never turned in, never reported.
If they didn't do that, what would that be? What would happen?
And then you got a chamber of commerce.
They wouldn't want to come up here, would they?
Yeah. A chamber of commerce. You know, I met with the Mexican consulate in Seymour, Indiana at Jackson Park, Jackson School, a few years back. I showed you photographs, Chad, and me with him and stuff. And he and I walked. He walked right away from the elected people of the area. He walked right away from the guy who was hiring him to work construction and low wages so he could underbid on bids and stuff and take the jobs away from others. And he came, and he and I walked, and we talked. And the only disagreement he and I had was over amnesty. We agreed totally that the people we were looking at over there, the mayor, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, and the construction owner, they would not be there if they did not feel they could use these people in some way, and I do not mean in a good manner, but I mean to pad their own wealth and pockets and power. They knew it. The same as I know. And they knew I didn't lie to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed at what he said to me about it. Because, gee, they know what's up. They're not stupid. So, again, I say, the real criminals are those kinds of people. And anyone who's aiding and abetting a foreign invasion, see, they don't want to call it that.
But that's what it is.
But that's what it is. Because there's different rules when it's called a foreign invasion. Then your military can be involved.
Yes.
We have just keeps piling up and piling on and piling on and piling on. We said how much of our money is redistributed out of this country because of remittances and stuff like that. That's money leaving our economy.
Yep.
It's not helping our economy. It's leaving our economy. And now we got in-state tuition for illegals. Well, I am sorry. How do you figure if a person who's in our country illegally is entitled to a tuition rate that a legal American citizen cannot get? That's what.
That blows my mind.
And maybe if you started making these countries that encourage their people to come here breaking our laws, that you might see a change.
Yeah.
You would see a change.
But we're not going to see a change.
You're not going to see a change until they start enforcing them laws.
That's the only thing broken in our immigration system is the lack of our elected and our government
come here
to enforce the laws we have. Not only on those who come here and criminals and whatever, those coming here illegally, but on those who are aiding and abetting them.
Yeah.
Those who are enticing them here for no other reason but they can use them to pad their own pockets and their own wealth.
And I like how they come up and save all their money and send half home, and the other half, after about 10 to 20 years, they got enough retired, and they take all that down there. And guess what? Ain't none of that goes back in their economy.
They're just leeching us.
Yep. They're like bleeding us dry.
And I don't like, you know, I don't want to equate that one country is responsible for our legal immigration problem, because that is not true. Yes, one country is responsible for over 50% of it.
Yeah.
But you have allowed that to happen and allowed that to happen and allowed that to happen. I still said, and I said this a few years back, you got a tax form, you put everything else on that damn tax form. How about we put a thing on that tax form that says, if you support amnesty, you check a box. That, therefore, you will be required to pay your part on that. Those who do not support amnesty, check a box, you don't have to pay a dime. And let's see how fast those who support it change their damn minds when they have to pay for it.
They'll get just as much as us as health care.
No U-turn allowed. It'll be breaking that one.
Oh,
we got a caller, Lonnie.
No, sir, we do not.
Okay, well, I'm ranting on then.
You keep going.
I'm tired of this two-party system that has done nothing but play us for suckers.
That's what they think we are.
I'm not in the greatest of health, so I don't give a crap no more, you know. What are you going to do to me? Take me home to God? Because that's all you got left to do. And I'm not going to sit down and I'm not going to shut up. And I'm really got to admit, I am ashamed. Faceably ashamed of the parents and the grandparents that sit out there on their dead asses while your grandchildren and your children's future is being destroyed and thrown away from them. You're worthless, you serve no purpose, and you're a blemish on society. How can you not stand up for your grandchildren? How can you not stand up for your children's rights? You're all willing to give anything away. You walk around indifferent. You got no clue. Indifference means you're ignorant. You have no clue.
Or any interest as far as that goes.
But they say they don't think it can happen.
It's not directly around them. If they can't see it, then they don't have
That's
to worry
the reason,
about it.
Because they think, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
No. Well, guys, it is happening.
It's like when you throw the tin can out of the car window, you know, it's all right, you'll never see it again. But somebody else later on down the road is going to, you know, it's repercussions.
Yep.
Footprints. And we're going down the wrong path, and it's downhill, seems like, it's picking up speed. It's not telling what's going to happen before 2016.
Yeah.
That's a long time away. You're talking about it. It might not even be elections by then. Hell, it ain't now, and I mean, don't know what
you know,
they're all free.
You know that out is there will be elections.
No.
Well, I'm not saying
No, he's exactly right.
God's going to come back.
No. If you think an election's the answer, you need your head examined.
No.
Because there hasn't been a real election in who knows when.
Wow.
On the local level, those are rigged elections.
Yep.
And the people that are elected are none out of our societal group or beliefs,
yeah.
Common core values. They're all about the dollar.
Yeah.
You know, they're just puppets. And what would be puppets of puppets?
If it's my last breath, I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to back up. You're not going to destroy my country without a fight. And I'll take on all of you. I will not lay down
got his back. What the rest of the community needs to do is have each other's back. Nobody does. There's no sense of community anymore.
Oh, no.
You know, I say what little bit I say. I try to turn people onto this show. I try to get them involved in their government. Let them know what's
Wake
going to be
up.
Taken
That's
away.
Basically it.
And it's just they're rolling out and go on about their other way, you know. They don't care.
Well, a lot of people I talk to, I'm up at work.
They act interested, but they don't pursue it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. I had several bites, but never one real thing, you know.
Yeah.
They're okay as long as you're the one putting yourself out there. You're the one doing the talking and stuff. They're okay with it. But don't ask them to lift their lazy fingers or asses. Don't ask them to stand up for not anything in public. Oh, no. Yeah, we got a meth epidemic. And the truth, if you really need to know the truth, three-fourths of many of the police officers around their families are involved in it, and that's why they're not able to do anything about it.
Because they lie about it.
I know things about people, and I'd probably get my ass killed. But I'm beyond, you know, at my age, my health, I'm beyond freaking caring. I'm mad as hell. And I'm not going to lay down. It's going to get worse. Call me an idiot. Call me a liar. But you watch. In 2 months, you'll be looking back. And in 4 months, you'll be looking back even harder. People, everything they are doing has been planned to the T. Everything we are seeing come in our country has been planned.
Don't tell how many years back that was planned, too.
Exactly. And the leadership of both of our political parties has been involved. I'm so sick of hearing that you think the GOP establishment has any answers.
If Chris
Christie and Jeb Bush, or who was some of them other names, you look at them, you're thinking, holy crap, what's the difference?
Yeah.
It's the same crap, just two different piles of it. One, you got Jeb Bush. Well, yeah, we really need another Bush. Then you got Chris Christie.
He's
Chris Christie could not win a conservative job here in the state of Indiana. And Natalie went in Texas. And the last thing anybody needs is what we call wishy-washy. Wishy-washy is somebody who tries to play in the middle of the fence. When you try to play on the middle of the fence, you usually fall. And that's not a, and you're straddled the fence when you fall. It's not a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm not a very smart man, but I know if I was in politics, I'd know a little something about the government, the Constitution, mainly the Constitution. I just wonder if any one of them could even recite a sentence out of Gettysburg Address.
And I haven't. That was when I was like a freshman in high school.
I bet hardly any one of them can. I bet they don't even know what's in the Constitution. I don't know everything in it, but I bet you I probably know more than they do.
I've got one with a family at the house.
Well, I agree like that because I'm going to tell you something. 2006 and 7, I was fighting amnesty, and it was George Bush who was president, and it was Mitch McConnell, Mount that was doing the moving. It the same thing today. Only today, instead of George Bush sticking his arm up McConnell's butt to make his mouth move, it's Obama.
Yep.
Get McConnell out of there. Get Boehner out of there. Get rid of the Chris Christies. No Jeb Bush. Let's get down to the local people. Too long we have been promoting people that have brought up to seek a political office, not to help the people, but to pad their own pockets and wealth.
They're liars.
Look at insider investing. I bring this up, and I don't ever see anyone else mentioning it. But without insider investing, you take away the reason 9/10 of these son of a bitches seek office. Because they can get in there using insider investing
which they means they control what businesses come and go and this and that, and they get special deals and all that.
As they pad their pockets.
Our tax dollars. Many places, my fingers bleeding, my back hurt, paying these some bitches up there, paying thing for me, just other countries. Well, I mean, pardon my French. It's getting down to the fact that you got to realize these people are going into office. They're controlling what businesses can come and go and this and that. And they're getting these little deals in there that pass their pockets and their wealth.
Yeah.
Then they're going around here and they're laundering the taxpayers' money to organizations that support them. You know, that's what they nailed John Gotti for.
Yeah.
Money laundering.
Yeah.
Racketeering. And that's exactly what both political parties do with the taxpayers' money. Davy Crockett was right when he fought back years back when he said the government has no business in charity. Charity is the individual person's choice. When you let the government get involved in selecting what charity gets money, they're picking the winners and losers,
yeah.
Which is wrong. Wrong. Look at your government. Look at your history. Never has the government put out a program yet that came in at the cost they claimed it would.
Oh, no,
not
no,
yet. 100% wrong every time.
Are we supposed to trust that?
Your government borrows money from the Social Security system. Never pays back a damn penny of it. Your government goes around the globe giving money to your enemies, giving weapons to enemies. And you sit there
and
you think that's a good thing. And all these people.
That's not a good thing.
And all these people that think you can bend over and play nice for Islam and they'll be okay.
Oh.
You are such fools.
Big time.
If you believe that, let me see you.
The Quran says death to us all.
You can't tell these people nothing, then you're expecting them to read.
Yep.
I got arrested in Washington, D.C. once for a carload of books. Within a half hour, they had to let me go. There wasn't nobody in D.C. that could prove they were books.
It's true.
I spoke. I come from a small town. We're in a small town.
Yeah.
Freetown, Indiana is a tiny town.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what. We got community. We got looking out for our neighbors. We got helping our neighbors. We're not looking for you to send some politician out here to do anything.
Oh,
because if we know if he comes out here, he's too busy sticking his hands in my pockets to help me.
Here's
the thing. Government provides me with nothing that I can't provide on my own, but better. That is a hell of a lot less headache. You making a tent. But there are a lot of people out there that think, "Oh, I don't want to work for $15. So I need to get $15 an hour or more, even though you only got your skills is only for a $3 an hour job."
Yeah.
You don't put out an effort. You put out no effort. You got no education, and you want to take off any time you want to. That's not how jobs work. People work their butts off building this country. People work their butts off building any civilizations.
You got to.
And here we are, 200 and some years later, and we seem to, for several decades, been in a downward spiral, giving up freedom after freedom, liberty after liberty, while we're having more regulation and more rules and more new laws shoved down our throats so fast, nobody can keep up with all of them.
And there's more coming out.
I think we just need to blow ourselves up and then let government rebuild us again.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see what it could. The left is throwing a fit about Chris Christie and the bridge deal. Well, I really don't give a crap what you do with Chris Christie. But the fact is, where was you at when Obama was closing things that had nothing to do with the government? Try to make the
people suffer.
Yeah.
Make it for them.
Yeah. Where was the left at then?
Yeah. Where are you at when...
But that didn't stop his vacation, did it?
How many times did he play golf?
Oh, yeah. On our money.
I agree with President each time. But he ain't...
Welcome, Linda.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Bill's doing a great job. He was on a roll. It's like,
yeah, he was.
Keep going. That was great.
Keep going. We're listening.
Yeah, we had that a nice hour show with Mikey just before, and good old Beasley called in. I've got to tell you, hot seat Mike, calm. The guy wasn't being a total jerk.
I knew this.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think he loved to intimidate me. I don't know because he didn't treat Terry Rowland that way. He was just pissed at me for something, and whatever the reason was, I can't speak to that clown, so it's not even worth answering his calls anymore, but who knows? It was kind of fun to listen to.
Linda, he knows he gets under your skin, and he relishes in it.
Yeah, so it's not worth it, yeah. So no, and he does it on purpose, so it's, you know, he treats other hosts a whole lot differently, yeah, just because he can. So, you know, I don't have much use for the clown. But anyway.
We see the media talk shows and how they get on there, and both sides do it. Well, they don't want to give each other. You can't answer a question because the other guy keeps interrupting.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's a Beasley thing.
Well, you know what? You know what Mark Levin does? He just hangs up on him, and before he does, he says, get off my phone, you big dope, click. He does it all the time. It's hysterical. But, you know, Mark can get away with that. He's got several million listeners. But, you know, I was watching Glenn today. There was some really interesting things going on there. And I know Mike was touching on it on his show with the people being spied on, the new technology. Now Google has bought this new tech, smart tech company. I can't remember the name of it. It starts with an N. This is not good because if you have smartphones and you have smart meters in your home, hello, Agenda 21, now Google is going to come back to bite people in the derriere. That's one of the reasons I don't have a smartphone, and thank God we don't have smart meters here, because I was going to stand out guard with my damn shotgun and not let them take my analog meter away. So you got to be real careful. They are going to start – this can be easily misused very quickly as we see what this administration's up to. And it didn't start under Barry, but, you know, they're like the steamroller on steroids now with warp speed abilities, and that's what's happening. You have no rule of law anymore. We have rule of men. There's no nature's law and nature's God right now. This is, to me, a banana republic as far as I can see.
There's some things coming, Linda, and they're getting into desperation mode. They're getting afraid. And the more afraid they get that they're going to get exposed or they're going to lose what they've got in control power right now, the more desperate they're going to get and the more they're going to push and the more wild, crazy things are going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I see an epidemic coming over America, a sickness, a strange sickness that just wipes off thousands, millions, as many as they need to have you totally dependent on them again, and they reassert their foot in the door, you know?
Well, they're doing...
Let me go.
That's okay. They're on the 25th of this month, our area, it's right here in La Jolla, there's a whole group of us going to go down and march against the chemtrails. It's the same people and the same ideology and youth groups. And, I mean, this is across the board. You got half the occupiers, half the march against Monsanto people. You've got Tea Partiers out there. You've got Dems. You got left, right, center, and middle. I mean, up and down the scale are marching together because we're tired of this stuff. And so that's going to be my job on the 25th, which is a Saturday. I will be going down there and marching with them. This people are waking up. They are trying to kill people. This is a United Nations deal, guys. They're doing this all over Europe and all over United States and Canada. They're spraying this crap, and it's evil, and it's got to be stopped. I think there was one person in either media or Congress or somebody up in the higher-ups was actually calling them out, and I can't remember which outlet it was, but I saw that today on Facebook. So it's starting to make headlines, and I'm noticing all the implosions. Krispy Kreme Krispy, he's on the skids right now, and I was making a joke that the GOP is going to need a pretty good-sized tent to keep him in it.
Linda, you say that, but the polls show he's not.
Wow.
It is not even hardly affected him at all in the polls, Linda.
Wow. You know, that's not surprising because somebody called, Glenn went off, and it was hysterical, saying that we should get behind this guy because she obviously doesn't get the right-left paradigm in the progressive deal. Anyway, but I also heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, that Hildebeest is not doing well either because they know about her blacklist. They know about Benghazi Truth's finally coming out. People are not going to forget this stuff, and I think the Tea Party is not going to let them forget it.
Yeah, we're not going to let them forget it.
Well, Hillary was the least admired in the list of people given, and that had to upset them.
Well, look, if people want more...
The first thing that happened, Linda, is that the people all come to their common senses and realize that the establishment of both political parties has been playing us for suckers, has been taking advantage of us,
right.
And is planning to put us into a position that we could never fight back.
Right, I know. And the other thing is, if anyone needs reminding, Hildebeest back in the 90s when she was first implanted into the White House as the first lady, and I almost said lesbian, but, well, anyway, she was the one going out on the bus tours, remember, and pushing for nationalized, socialized medicine. So we are not going to let them forget that either.
Yeah, I wish I was a smarter man.
Does anybody find it odd that both Hillary's right hand and Obama's right hand,
Muslim?
I don't know what it's called, Muslim influenced?
Well, not what? And Marxist, too.
One's an Iranian and one's what? What is Hillary?
I can't remember. Uma, what? Yeah. Anthony's Weiner's wife, yeah.
Well, cool, that guy's, I felt sorry for him with his name.
Japanese bought Jim Beam.
Japanese bought Jim Beam.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm glad my brother Bruner wasn't alive to see that.
I like Jack if I'm going to drink that, but okay. Or actually, the best one is Maker's.
Anymore, my area, it seems like everybody's making their own.
They said they were possessing Jim Beam because it reflects the type of people they are. They're about quality drunks.
I've been to some parties with them, and they do like to drink. They will get pretty wild.
Yeah.
And they're hellacious workers.
Oh, yeah.
My wife worked with a couple.
But you know, that used to be the claim of Americans. We were the hellacious workers. We were the hellacious workers. We would move mountains. We would go to the bottoms of oceans. And now we have an America that's being brought up and taught, sit on your butt and we'll get someone else to do it and we'll give you an entitlement.
False sense of entitlement.
And the worst part is the entire lack of sovereignty for our borders. There's no respect for anything. It's pretty sad. It's deteriorating in front of our eyes. It is the fall of Rome. It really is, and it's very, very frightening. And like Mikey was saying, and he was trying to convince Brown Beasley that darker days are coming, and the only reason they haven't actually done like Stalin is because we still have our guns. Well, they're trying to get that too, but I would submit to everybody, never, never give them up. I don't care what's going on. You better act like Marcus Luttrell in that movie. And you don't give up, and you don't lay down. I don't care how many bullets they put in you.
Linda, you and I both have been talking about Agenda 21 for several years now.
Yep.
And we've always acknowledged that they can't bring it into full tilt until they disarm us.
I ain't letting that happen. I'm not. You know what, Bill? There's a lot of people out there. There's so many patriots who feel the same way. They're not giving up their guns.
But, Linda, they're going state by state, area by area, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time.
Well, there are
people. Yeah, there's many people like the blue states. I know Connecticut was lining up to register. They didn't turn them in. They just registered them, which they might as well have turned them in. But what they're doing now here in California, they've had this forever in San Diego, this NLA, the gun buyback program, which now is not yielding much to these people because there are others who are coming across the streets and offering more money so that the government's not getting them. It's a great way to arm yourself even more. So, I don't think it's going to work because once the S hits the fan, and it probably will happen way before they can try to go door-to-door like Nazi Germany, and I think that it's over. I think there's going to be a civil uprising. There's no way to stop it. That's why everybody knows, and they're talking about it on their radio shows. I mean, for God's sake, they're arming every agency out there with bullets and everything else. They've got their own SWAT team. What the hell does the IRS need a SWAT team for? You know, and the Social Security Department, because when those banks close down,
and the FDA need them.
Absolutely, same thing, because there's going to be, you know, chaos in the streets.
I don't trust giving the Department of Justice or Homeland Security weapons because they're going to come and give them to the illegals.
I feel sorry for the communities that have low gun registrations and such as that, because I see in the future them picking on those spots and trying to send a warning out to the ones that do have guns. They're going to try to hit us where we're weak at, and if we have weak states and weak communities with no guns or no resistance, then, you know, that's the first places they're going to hit.
They're going to find it
harder than they're going to hit the cities where nobody can go anywhere. You know, they're going to come out here and hit us country folks. Shit, we got places to go. They'd be lucky. We'll hear them coming in for one thing.
Right. You guys are the last resistance. Absolutely. I just hope that I can be there with you when this comes down. I do not want to be stuck here. I'm a sitting duck. That's it. I know that. It's stuck.
Well, we got room for you.
It's like Mr. Rod said, if you don't have borders, then you don't have reign or rule. And that's where we're at. But it's all about Agenda 21. And when these people have been coming here looking for a better life, even though they come in illegally, when they figure out that they're being used as pawns and what's in store for them once they can deal with the rest of us that won't give in.
If it gets that far, we're done. We are toast. If they wake up to it, those clowns. Oh my gosh, I don't want to wait that long, man.
If they wake up to what's in store for them, they're going to be on your side, Linda.
Yeah.
I know, but I have a feeling that's too far down the road. I mean,
how can we convince?
That's why you got to talk to them too.
Right. Agreed.
I've never shied away from talking to the people here who were here illegally. And I told you, I walked face-to-face, standing side-by-side with the Mexican consulate for over 45 minutes to an hour, just he and I talking, no interference, one-on-one straight up. And he was honest with me, and I was honest with him. And I told him why there could be no amnesty. There can be no amnesty because there are millions who have followed the rules and are waiting in line to come here.
It's so egregious.
You're being a forgiving people. We're saying we forgive you. Go get into the back of the line and come the legal way.
They're not enforcing the rules. The whole thing is political, and we know that. They're doing it because they're prostitutes and they want their votes. It's disgusting.
There's a big cash going on here. I posted an article today where the DOJ has been in cahoots working with the drug cartels.
Sure.
Money.
I know. I hear you. More power, exactly. Well, whatever their reasoning is, it doesn't matter. It's still wrong, you know.
It always will be. We are seeing... On the global agenda 21, we are seeing countries around the world stand up against it.
And many countries are standing up and kicking out Monsanto and the GMOs, too. I'm noticing that.
I'm amazed at how many countries have done that, yet our country keeps kissing their butt.
Why is that?
Well, you got to look at the board members of Monsanto and then look at their who their spouses are or who that you know, the relationship.
Sure.
And almost every one of them is either married to or is tied to a politician.
Why am I a dumb hillbilly and can understand this and 90% of the rest of the population cannot? And I know they're brighter than me.
You got to
watch. Well, no, I think, yeah, they. That's true. And there's too many people are illiterate. They seriously cannot comprehend the Constitution. I mean, if you even put it on an audiobook, I'm telling you, they would not get it. That's how bad this is. That's and they go out and vote. That's why we're in the mess we're in.
That's the ones that run the country.
Yep.
But you know,
sorry about this coffee, guys.
We've all got to realize, you know, we're not that young. We're not the young generation. But we've got to reach out to them, and we got to get them to understand what's coming at them, that they're being played. They're being suckered.
Yeah, and you know, Bill, every time I go to one of these marches, there's more young people than there are older ones because I think that generation's finally getting it, and they're pissed. I'm not
kidding.
They are
starting to wake up, and there are some great younger people stepping up to the podium and speaking out.
Yep, yep.
We are being played against each other because as long as they can keep us divided as many ways as they can against each other, they feel like we will not unite against them and their agenda.
Well, I think they're going to lose that bet because I'm seeing it even here in California. People are coming together, all ages, all like I said, all stripes. There was 1,000 people at that one march a few months ago when I went to it downtown. It was amazing. I loved it. There was children. There was teenagers. There was college kids. There was everybody. I mean, 30-year-olds. I think I was one of the oldest ones there, so that'll tell you. But it was quite inspiring, and I loved it. So, and they are uniting because they're getting it.
Should the Constitution be some core curriculum and tested in schools? What do you feel about that?
Say what again?
Let's say if we educated our young ones on the Constitution, on our rights and the Bill of Rights, and had them tested on that. I wonder if they would change that stuff too. Instead of Common Core, have Constitution Core. Yeah.
I know. I agree with you. The problem is I believe that the public schools are so far down the rabbit hole, I don't see any saving them. I would, if you have to send them there, you have to teach them at home. You have to teach them before they even go.
You would have to see the public school here in our area, because if they acted like some of these other schools out here act, the parents would shut the sucker down.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You can walk anywhere within 10 miles of Brownstown, and all you're going to see is Christian churches of some type.
Good.
It's going to be a Christian church. You're not going to see a mosque. You're not going to see street gangs running in Brownstown because they'll be put down right now.
And we got too many hog farms in the area.
You know, when you're talking about teaching the children, I would say, depending upon the ages of the kids, pretty much I would say age appropriate, because 4-year-olds may not get what a 13-year-old can or whatever. But just use your own judgment and take that Constitution when they're like 11 or 12 years old or even 10 and just start spoon feeding it every year, every 6 months, get it in their heads, and then take those adult books, the ones that I've got stashed in my library, and many others have done the same as patriots, like the history of the United States, the 5,000-year leap, all of these things about the true nature of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and different papers that comes from Hillsdale College. My God, you can get some of this stuff free online and print it and teach it to them alongside the Constitution, because if they don't have the correlation as to how all of this came about and what those guys thought in their heads, it won't click. But if you combine it with those stories, it's going to click.
I think it would give our children, as they get older, more sense of country, more sense of why we have this country and all the sacrifices we've made over the years, you know. And if they know nothing about it, then they really don't think about it or even come to terms
to even appreciate anything that we have, you know? And if
true.
We teach the other ones, you know, just like Bill said, parents, grandparents are laid down. Let other people do it, you know?
Well,
I don't
here's
the games. We don't want
right.
to we don't babysit. Let the game babysit, you know? And we're not teaching
right.
our children anything anymore, I don't think, that's worth a damn in the world.
But yeah, either you have the money to send them to a good private school or you teach them at home because they are not going to get it in those daycare centers. They're not.
I have a 16-year-old granddaughter. She was over here last week, and she was talking about the Constitution then. She has a teacher that's working on it and talking with them about it and asking them to give their opinions and stuff about how they thought and stuff. And but we're a local area, a small country community. 10 miles away in Seymour, it's a whole different situation.
Sure. Exactly.
I gotta be honest, if you was going to give Southern Indiana an enema, you would stick the nozzle in Seymour.
I know you hate that town. I've heard you talk about it. Oh, my God, Bill, that's funny.
it's called come to Seymour on vacation and leave on probation.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Well, you know, we
Hi,
all
Mikey,
have our crosses to bear.
Yes.
We have another caller. Mikey, how are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, everyone? How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Great show, Mikey. Great show a while ago.
Thank you very much. Hey, Bill, I'm glad you really liked the Ralph Cramden clip.
Oh, yes, that was cool.
That tore me up.
I'm glad you liked it.
I have a bright on my name for sure.
I can remember as a kid sitting and watching, coming in from school. My grandfather was a TV repairman, but he was also a brick truck. He drove a brick truck. And I'd come in and late in the afternoon after the news, we'd sit there and we'd watch The Honeymooners, and that just flashed me back to my grandpa. But the saying and how it worked, it just fit Chris Christie so much.
That was perfect.
You should have put that on the up on Facebook or the internet or something. Let everybody enjoy that.
Maybe
that
I will.
Great.
I just wanted to kind of backtrack just a little bit because I know you had opened about the you know the illegal immigration problem, and you know they're never going to stop that, and for a multitude of reasons. One. You know, these people south of the border are very easily exploitable.
Exactly.
You know, we're able to bring them in here and, you know, the elites pay them like $5 an hour when they used to make $5 a day. So, you know, what we think is hell is heaven for them. And, of course, segueing into that, the global elitists get to, you know, pocket pocket. It's all about the money. They get to pocket more of their money as opposed to, you know, paying an American citizen or, let's say, paying someone from Eastern Europe who, well, they're a little bit more savvy. I don't want to say smarter because that's not fair, but they're more savvy, and they wouldn't put up with, you know, $5
right.
an hour. So we're always going to have this. And this was a calculated move. Way back in 1965, when that fat, bloated woman slayer, Ted Kennedy, pushed the Immigration Act of 1965. And I talked about this the other night on my show, that immigration law was designed to make it very, very difficult for white Europeans to enter the country and made it very, very easily for underdeveloped countries. Because, again, our hell is their heaven.
Kennedy.
What's that?
I said, of course, a smart person wouldn't vote for a Kennedy.
Right. Well, you know, we know how that goes. Politically, though, I don't want to put JFK in that same boat because
I can't do that either, Mikey, because he was a hero to me.
He was. He was the first person
that had an influence on me.
Yeah, I mean,
and I was sitting there watching the day he was assassinated.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
sitting there watching when his brother was assassinated. But Teddy was never anywhere close to being either one of them.
He was always the Eddie Haskell of the brothers.
Worse than that.
Yes,
but
that's worse.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even though JFK, you know, shouldn't have been president in 1960, the election was rigged thanks to his molasses-running father, but he did have good intentions, and, you know, he paid the price. And it's interesting, you know, you brought up where you were, you know, watching TV at the time, but George Bush the First, he just can't remember where he was the day JFK got shot. I mean, it's amazing how everybody else can remember. I mean, I remember where I was at 9/11, the exact moments, but he just can't recall it. It's just, you know, but you know, it's just amazing. And I know I think you had talked about Obamacare a little bit and about the youth, or you didn't do that. You did? Okay. What's going to happen is, and why this is probably going to implode on its own merit, is because there seems to be an Obamacare youth deficit. They were counting on they want like 2.7 million, between the ages of 18 and 34, and all they've gotten are about 200,000 enrollees. And of course, you know, to really dissect that, when they say enrollees, I'm willing to bet that they're really talking about who went to the site and applied.
Right, right.
Because, as Alex Jones said today, this whole thing's a rig job. No one's going to be covered.
Right.
This is all fact-finding, information
evil.
Gathering.
Sure.
Yeah, to put the horn, to put the screws to you.
And
so,
they want their single payer, too. You watch.
Well, right. Well, right. And many Republicans, like Paul Ryan, are all for it.
Oh, jeez. He's
got a little pubic. Shock collar on to control us.
Yeah, and then here come the bailouts. The bailouts are on the horizon. And Marco Rubio, well, he's trying to come back on the scene after his immigration amnesty debacle. He's trying to he's ripping the bailout talk. So I think he's trying to save himself, but I think it's
too
little
late.
Too late. Yeah, for Mr. Rubio. So.
Yeah, good old Marco. Marco Progressive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He shot himself in the foot real good.
Well, you know, Mike Huckabee did the same thing the last time when he tried out. He went out there and he spoke out for amnesty, and all of the anti-illegal groups at Alipac and all across, they boycotted him.
Well, you know what else he just came out for? Common Core. Jeez. Yeah, I can't believe this guy. He's still on has his own show on Fox. Well, that's actually probably apropos at this point. I think the boob tube is just a wasteland, just a huge wasteland. It's sad. It's just one big Pravda propaganda machine. I'm tired of all of it, except for the fun shows like Criminal Minds and Dancing with the Stars. That's mildly entertaining. The rest of them I can't stand.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I don't watch TV at all. I'm kind of done with it. And yeah, I mean, Fox is turning into a wasteland because I know their ratings. All the lamestream media have absolutely plummeted on TV. They're all down the chute.
I think it was.
They're reading the bills. Something that the elected aren't doing.
Yeah.
I mean, here
the other day they had the
bill. Who knows what all's in it? And our elected ain't even going to read it. And they got Boehner pushing pass it now.
I know.
I think we should add in there. Boehner loses all his pay and everything he has, and then let him push it. And find out what's in it later.
Yeah, on the speaking of the TV, they had the Golden Globe Awards, and I guess the only reason I knew about this is they put it on the internet. I guess it was Jacqueline Bisset gets up to accept her award, and the broad was so drunk. It's embarrassing. I don't watch those shows, and I won't support Hollywood, but I did love Lone Survivor. That was hot. That was great.
Hey, quiet for just a moment.
What's that?
We have the Togi.
What did you say?
I know some Koreans, buddy. We get rid of that. Actually, I can understand how they are. I can't figure out why the American public ain't doing that right now at the White House or at the halls of Congress. Why aren't we sniffing like little dogs on their heels and their asses when they're out here trying to screw us out of everything? When they're trying to make our children their slaves. To make their little minions to do what they dictate.
I can't even spank them
in their pockets and their wealth.
Do what I want.
Well, the answer to that is because they've been put to sleep. They've been put to sleep by TV and by video games and the tablet.
The culture,
and sports. Yeah, the whole me culture and the whole apathy. So they're asleep.
I've had people tell me, well, you're just a handful of people. And I said, you know what? Every time God fought a battle, he only needed one.
Well, he used about 5%, maybe 7% of the colonists to kick, you know, King George's ass. So, we still have a shot.
And it's time Christians wake up and quit laying down and getting run over and letting your fellow Christians throughout the globe be slaughtered. The very day I got saved, a preacher from Tennessee was there, big old husky guy, walked up, punches me in the stomach and says, now you can't hit me back because you're a Christian. I said, that's just what Goliath thought right before that rock hit him between the eyes. stand up for God, you know.
Well, you have to understand. The,
my mother-in-law said, son-in-law, you're too many fights and stuff all the time. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I said, Mom, how do you know I'm not the Lord's weapon of vengeance? She never ever questioned me again.
The Christian establishment, you have to understand, they are like the ancient Pharisees and Sadducees. They're losing popularity, and they're losing their cinchy jobs of getting rich, so they're desperate. So they're trying to put fannies in the seats by kowtowing to homosexuality, like this fake pope sitting.
I'm not a Catholic. My ancestors were run out of Europe because they translated, printed, and published the first English.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying that all of Christendom, not just Catholics, the establishment, are selling out the congregations to get more people in it. It's a paradox.
Then aren't we into the part where it says, and the masses will be deceived? And who calls their gathering masses?
Right.
Well, that's been done. We know that, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's why people are turning a blind eye to Christians being killed all over the world. That's why they're turning a blind eye.
I myself believe we each, as individuals, have our own relationships with our Maker.
Yep.
We don't need no middleman to talk to him.
There ain't no middleman.
We don't need no middleman to tell me I'm forgiven because he don't have that power.
Ask him by your own lips.
Amen. Every aspect of our lives, they want to take and they want to manipulate and they want to bend and this and that. I live by this creed. I try to get up each day and be a better man than I was the day before. I try to be kind to my neighbors and my friends, and I try to help anybody I can help. But don't take me for some easy, soft shoe that you can just walk over. Because if you knew me, you would know I've not been the nice person that a lot of people think I might be today. My cousin Lonnie knows. My wife sitting here with me knows. My brother Chad, my friend James, they all know I'm not a soft shoe pushover. But I'm a man that lives by his heart. And right now my heart's being ripped from my fucking body because I got a government trying to destroy my nation. my family, my friends, my grandchildren, and all the little kids on this planet and in this country. And I, for one, will not sit by and let it go without a fight.
I hear you.
Well, the way of life is sure different than it was years ago. They're definitely breaking down their societal values that this country was founded on. There's no doubt about that.
And that was touched on Glenn's show also, which is the statist or the fascist men, and not, you know, or the state's idea of what a law should be versus
right.
Nature's God's law or God's laws. You know, the right or your natural right to be, to live freely, your natural right to raise your children as you see fit, to
in
eat
heart.
The kind of foods you want, to grow the foods, to feed the hungry, to educate your, to do all of these things, to educate yourself, to actually be a sovereign individual with unalienable rights. And this is the antithesis of what's going on today. We are feeling the effects of this, this like what Mike was saying, the Stalin and Lenin stuff. And the only difference is they can't just go, walk up and shoot me yet because I've still got my guns. The first thing they do after they start going nuts is they take the guns away. How the hell did you think they would be able to put people in ditches and shoot them in the back of the head for crying out loud?
And there's also more to that, why they don't have to do that. Now, remember, when Stalin took over, you know, get rid of the Russian czars, you know, Russia
right.
was hungry.
Yes.
When Hitler came in, Germany was starving. So there was more of an immediacy, if
right.
you will. There's no immediacy here. So they could do the long, soft kill, poisoning
right.
the food, poisoning
I
the
know.
Water, forcing these bogus vaccines, dumbing
exactly.
down the education,
sure.
promoting homosexuality. They
but
can really grind.
Think,
they can grind this out.
What do you think is going to happen if, let's just say that worst case scenario, that within 2 to 3 years, in a timetable they're not counting on, perhaps, that this financial meltdown hits globally, they're not going to have a prayer in hell. They better head for those underground tunnels that they've built, because they won't.
What
you know
breaks,
what I mean? They're screwed.
What breaks first? Obama's ties to the alliance to the gays, or his alliance to the Muslims?
I think that's
I don't care
a,
about
I,
him.
That's a toss
because
out.
It's a major
out.
Conflict of interest.
Him, I don't care about. Somebody will take care of him. It'll either be somebody
today.
With guts or God. I don't know. I can't stand him. I can't even think about him.
I think Obama needs to get on a plane and fly to Nigeria and spend his time there.
Well, I wish they'd put him on one of those Sputniks and send him off to the moon permanently.
And we keep having these things come out about Benghazi, and you got morons like Dianne Feinstein.
No, chief.
Who evidently lacks comprehension and cannot understand a word of English.
Sure. Yep.
Dianne, they knew it was not a video 15 minutes into it. They knew it was a terrorist attack.
Oh, they probably knew.
Get the hell up and quit trying to lie out of it.
They all lie. They've been lying. Oh, my God. Look,
guys,
they've been lying about 9/11.
This
lie about bin Laden. They lie about extortion 17. They lie about everything.
Benghazi. guys, Benghazi was not. Benghazi was not a terrorist it was an inside job. It was the Obama administration working with Libyan and Al-Qaeda terrorists to kill Ambassador Stevens because either he or somebody on the inside was going to blow the lid 5 weeks before Election Day.
Gun running.
And Ambassador Stevens was running guns for the Syrian rebels, and he was recruiting Al-Qaeda, and it was getting very hot. It was an inside, mafia-style hit. I said that the first show Saturday following the event, nobody would say it, nobody in the mainstream media, nobody on the internet, until Alex Jones, about 3 months ago, finally came forward and said he had people on the military inside that were speaking out under anonymity, that it was a planned inside murder plot. And I called it first. I knew it by the articles that I got of what Ambassador Stevens was really doing, the timing of the election. It was a mafia-style hit. It was not random terrorists. This was planned by Washington, D.C., in conjunction with Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Libya, no doubt.
Nothing surprises me, these people.
I was speaking out at the time when that happened, and I wasn't listening to Alan Jones. I've actually met him in person and found him to be a total dimwit. But I ain't going to say he doesn't come up on some things, because he does.
Well, you must, I don't know who Alan Jones is. I guess you don't mean
Alex.
Alex, yeah.
That was in 2006. I've been at this for quite a while, and I've been here, there, and yonder.
But well, guys,
you're exactly right, though. Our government has been working in cahoots with the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda all over. Look at what's going on in Egypt, and look at the things that the Egyptian military and all of them have put out there about Obama and Hillary's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Look at how much money has went to these groups from the taxpayers in this country, that country, this country. They just bounce around to different countries, giving them a billion here, a billion there.
Yeah.
And they're considered a terrorist organization, and our government is still giving them money. They'll even violate law to do it. And the Republican Congress sits on their dead butts and says
nothing wrong with it.
Which tells me, if you're sitting there and you're saying nothing, then you must be a part of the problem, because you're definitely not part of the solution.
Yeah, they are part of the problem. There's only a tiny smidgen of them that are any good. So, and the longer they sit there, the more corrupt they get.
I don't think you hear anything. We got so many deaf ears up there. How do you make the girls?
It's selective hearing. They'll hear it whenever there's an earmark or a pork barrel spending project in their area that can be got for their area. They'll hear it when it's something that they can get on the side and invest in, or through a family member invest in.
Yeah, if it's personal gain.
They'll hear it if it gives them more power. But if it's the right thing to do, their ears are closed. Their pockets are zipped shut.
Oh.
You better hold your pockets shut, because they prefer to keep their hands in your
pockets
than theirs.
Well, they're not in there for us. They're in there for them. That's an obvious.
Well, that's both sides. Been doing this that way forever. And when you do get a good, honest guy, both sides will attack him. Then here comes the media, their propaganda, and they'll attack him. So it's hard to make a distinction there. Mikey could be the best person for the job, but we will never know it, because the media won't allow us to know it. The public, the political sector would fight to keep him out of the thing. You know, that's how it is. It's all about power and control. Our political system is WWE wrestling. While you're watching, it's a hell of a good show. Fight show, you know. But when the lights are out and the crowds are gone behind the scenes, they're all back there drunk together.
Yes. I can see that. They're all part of the enemy.
It's a full-on.
Yeah. Role play.
I think he would be a good politician compared to half, three-fourths of them I've ever heard. I myself, I'm not the guy for that kind of job, because I'm the guy to throw a hammer at somebody when he says something ignorant.
Go for it.
I couldn't sit there in Congress and some of the ignorance that is uttered out of some of these people. There should be.
I know.
Sometimes we should appoint somebody, I say somebody about the size of Valsi Klitschko, give him a big-ass mallet, And anytime one of them says something ignorant, let's play whack-a-mole.
I agree.
You're supposed to be intellectually above average. You're supposed to be knowing, have some knowledge of things. Like the idiot that comes on and says there's too many people on one side of Guam and it's going to tip over.
That, was that hysterical?
Whack-a-mole. Like Nancy Pelosi,
whack-a-mole.
You have to find out what's in it. Whack-a-mole.
Oh, that burns my ass.
Oh, you guys. Listen, I'm going to go and then make sure that everybody tunes into my show tomorrow. I've got a bunch of stuff. And then, of course, Terry's show on Thursday. And before Terry's on, I'm going to go out with my friend and target shoot practice with my little toys. You guys have a great night. I'm going to go back in the chat room. And thanks so much.
All right. Thanks. Good to have you calling in. Mikey, you liking Texas?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm liking it very much. And I'm loving the nice weather, too. No more snow.
How close to Blasio, Texas, are you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Blasio, Texas. I think it's on the Gulf side.
No. I'm north. North Texas, Dallas area.
Oh. Wow,
yes, sir.
My grandmother used to own a house in Texas years back. I still have a lot of family in Texas, Bloomberg area, and little hick towns here and there. I got some guy has to come down and get with you and take you just across the border to my cousin's alligator farm in Louisiana.
Sounds good.
No, I'm not getting in the water like they do.
Yeah, me neither. No thanks. That's just a little too dangerous.
Yep, I prefer to be back on the shore a little bit and just watch them.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I can understand, you know, here we have Indianapolis, been to Chicago, we've got Louisville's not that far. I've been to New York, I've been to L.A. Bigger cities just kind of give me the willies. It's like there's no room to breathe. There's no room to stretch your arms and legs and stuff. Everybody's running into everybody. And I prefer the smaller areas.
Yeah, I do.
If I wasn't living here in Indiana, I'd probably be in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy. It's wide open, and I love the straight roads. You know, nice and flat and straight. Not like back east where there's hills and just a just no thanks.
Yeah, like me about wrecking three times and watching the semi jackknife in front of me just to get to work.
Yeah, no thanks.
Out here where we live, we long for a straight road because almost every road we got, you drive on it, you're like, why the hell didn't they just go across that way and make it a straight line?
Mm-hmm.
It was following snakes.
That could have been it too. Folks, I hope everybody takes a look tonight. Look at your family. You got children, you got grandkids, you got friends who's got little kids and stuff. Look at those little kids. And you tell me what kind of human, any kind of heart inside them, can stand by and just watch and let what is going on and going to be done to those children happen. How can you justify just sitting there and letting what happen?
I heard a great man say, a great man once said, stand firm on your own TV, but stand on top of ground. What kind of ground is America standing on right now? And none of us standing on nothing, really. And sure don't belong to
quicksand.
That's it, quicksand. You know, as I said, I do things by my heart. I've met some of the most wonderful people the last 3 years because I spent time there thinking, damn, am I the only one seeing this? Am I the only one feeling the way I feel when I'm reading all this stuff?
A lot of them.
I want to thank everybody at Patriot Families, Ron, Linda, Joe, Mike, Chad, everybody, I can't name them all. I love y'all.
And I'm in this fight till I'm dead, or till we win. Every night we left. Lonnie, take us out.
Yeah, take us out, man. I'm going to do it. I'd like to say the same thing. Bless you all. Go ahead.
Next Thursday.
Well, tune in tomorrow night.
Keep your heads above the water. Don't forget tomorrow night. Watch the left coast. 7 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. Linda Sills.
And I'm taking it out. God bless y'all.
God bless you guys.
Well, here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together.
Sing it.
Life ain't easy.
They never said it for me.
Life ain't easy.
Whoever said it's your day.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. Free, free, free. Life ain't easy.
Tell me all about it.
Life ain't easy.
Don't understand the way my mind keeps drifting, and the Lord don't always lend a hand when my poor heart needs lifting. Is home and kids really all there is, or is there something better? And how much soul must a poor man sell to rub two coins together?